Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
As we start thinking about our New Year's goals, we actually have to keep something in mind because a lot of people love to rush to the gym, right?
Yes.
And we neglect our baseline, our mobility.
And we need to have goals coming into the new year that are actually going to be sustainable. Oh. And everyone likes to hit it hard. And then by the time February rolls around, we start to wane off of those goals. So to start the new year, we are going to be doing a full month of mobility on the Gen Health platform. And it's not going to take any more than 5 to 15 minutes a day.
Yes, I'm so excited because this is just a way to start pairing, you know, you're getting back into the gym or you're running more or you're doing whatever activity you want to do, which I think is great, right? We want you to move more, but we don't want you to neglect your mobility. And this is so key and baseline for so many people that they neglect. So we're like, let's do the challenge together. Let's have everyone go through and start mobility for their body this month of January. It's a 30-day program. It's going to take you through a day-to-day process so you don't have to even think. You just get to show up and do, whether that's before a workout, after a workout, midday, not going to take you very long. And we even have a discount code for you.
Yes, for just the next 2 weeks, we have a discount code to get 20% off this first month. So it's only going to be $20 for a full month of movement on the platform if you use code MOBILITY. So you can go down to the link in the show notes. We'll have it down there that you can click into. Make sure you use code MOBILITY at checkout and you're going to get 20% off.
And you start for the first week free. So you don't, it doesn't even charge you right away. You get to explore it and kind of, well, explore it first, but start with us January 1st because it's going to be moving with a community, everyone doing it on the same day. And then you don't have to think, what day am I on? I'm just like, oh, it's the third. I'm on the third day. So it's really easy if you maintain it from the 1st to the 30th with us. Such a great way to get this accountability in.
And like Jen said, this is going to support everything else that you're wanting to do, all your other fitness goals. This is really going to bring you back to the baseline, help you feel great, help you find some of those restrictions. Find some of those baseline restrictions that may be causing some of those aches and pains. So get into it. Start with us on January 1st and let's start off and have an incredible 2023 of movement.
Let's do it.
So I think one challenge for people, especially people who are really active already, is like, why would I add mobility in if I'm already so active? Like, what's mobility going to do to help me out? So I think that's really something that would be important for us to cut into a little bit as to why doing mobility can really be like maybe one of the missing links of what you actually should have in your routine.
Well, and especially I think it gets pushed back so far because the thought is passive stretching and I don't have time for that, right? And especially if we're talking to someone who's like a busy mom or busy dad, like whatever, you know, we all have pretty busy lives. So thinking of adding like an hour of mobility before you work out or 30 minutes even, you know, like all of that sounds really daunting and time consuming. And just that's going to be the last thing that I think about to add in. I'm going to think about walking first. I'm going to think about lifting and actually getting a full workout in before I even think of, well, where might I be restricted?
And if you only have 45 minutes or whatever to get into the gym
minutes.
Or stop by the gym and like do your workout, like what is going to possess you to take 5 or 10 of those minutes to doing really conscious active mobility?
Yeah. So I think we need to first define, okay, well, what is mobility? You know, what makes it important? Why do we talk about it on this podcast?
Yeah. And I mean, mobility is more of this generic phrase, I think. And if we want to break it down even more, like you have passive range of motion and active range of motion that, you know, in my opinion, are both kind of encompassed by this mobility umbrella. And passive range is more so like the static stretching that you might imagine somebody doing, but not even. It's just that range of motion of the joint where we're not actually putting load into it, versus active mobility is then, so if we're imagining a hamstring stretch and you're just like, you know, trying to lean forward and touch your toes, and that would be more of a passive, you know, range of motion. Actively, if you're laying on your back and you try to raise your leg while it's straight at the knee and see how far you can get, that would be more of your active hamstring mobility. Mm-hmm. And then if we go more into the functional realm where we're not talking specific active or passive range of motion, then that's like, okay, now what does my hamstring length or function look like when I'm trying to do a loaded deadlift mm-hmm. or a loaded single leg deadlift? Mm-hmm. Like all of those, in my opinion, are encompassed in this mobility umbrella.
100%. And that's where it then is, it can translate into what we do in our workout. But, mm-hmm. you know, and I think there's a time and place for all of it. And it just depends on the intention and what you're needing in your life. So when I think of passive mobility, like I'm not a person who's like, never stretch. I mean, I came from a gymnastics background where we stretched and we were super strong and super powerful. And, you know, and I did a lot of cool things with my body because of the range of motion that I had available within my body. Yeah. So I am not this is not the podcast to come to and say like only strength train and active mobility. Yes, and there's a time and place for everything. And so I think understanding when those are important will help to like identify, okay, well, what would be most important then to add into my life? And when I think of passive mobility and a time when it might be necessary is a time when you are constantly in tension, you are having a lot of pain in your body, you are experiencing a lot of stress in your life, and you know you need to, you can't even access your range of motion within your body. Your body is preventing you from bending over and touching your toes or rotating or moving because you have so much trapped tension and stress within your body. I think those are the times when getting your leg up a wall and doing some deep breathing and getting a passive hamstring stretch is so incredibly useful for your entire body.
Yeah, and that's where something that's more passive like that, that just allows you to sink into it and breathe and be intentional about that breathing, is going to have much more of that down regulatory effect. Where if you're at the end of your day, and like you said, it's just been a day that's go, 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 and maybe you did already do a little workout of sorts or stopped at the gym for a circuit training session or whatever it may have been, had to pick up your kids from school, had to take them to their activities, had work, whatever it may be, had to run a bunch of errands, and then you get home, you know, I totally agree that that might be a more appropriate time to just woosah and calm down and use those passive stretches to live into some breath work, get that nervous system to calm down a bit, and then whatever it might be, go to sleep or finish up some things around the house and then turn in for the night. But active mobility, on the other hand, and this is where I think you can utilize this very effectively in a shorter amount of time mm-hmm. to prepare your body for whatever workout or movement you might be about to get into. And this is where I think warm-ups or cool downs have gotten kind of a bad rap, because often people will go and be like, well, I don't know what to do. Or like, I'll do, you know, touch my toes, pull my heel to my butt, do a few jumping jacks, like swing my leg on, you know, get on the wall and swing my legs around a little bit. Like really your warm-up should be kind of a watered down or a slightly lighter version of what you're going to be going into for your workout. So if you're going to do something that's really hip or lower extremity intensive, then maybe doing some active range of motion at your hip, maybe standing up and doing hip cars, which is a controlled articular range of motion all around the hip, that's really going to get all those hip muscles activating. You're going to start getting some blood pumping in your system. Mm-hmm. It's mentally tasking because you need to like connect your brain to what all those hip muscles are doing, and it's mm-hmm. going to prime the muscles for that workout.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so mobility in both senses can be super incredibly valuable, and it doesn't have to take much time. And I think that's what's most important. If you are doing a yoga practice, that is a yoga practice. That's not just because you're trying to, you know, I mean, you could be because you're trying to get more range of motion and stretch and stuff, but really like yoga is practice for the mind. And so, and it's a whole practice within the body. But when we're talking about just mobility training, being able to add mobility into your life, it's either to add some down regulation where you might have a lot of stress and tension, or, I mean, you have to understand also that workouts are stressors on our body. And if we're not adding something in that helps to reduce that stress and tension on our body, then we're kind of not doing ourselves a service, right? So we need to also be adding in moments of getting that down regulation. So passive stretching is so incredibly important for that. And then active mobility in terms of, okay, now how do I use what range is available within my body so that I'm prepared for the movement I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. Like if I want to be able to get my knee past my toes more and get more better ankle mobility so that I can squat deeper so that my knees don't take on so much tension, so that my low back doesn't take on so much tension, well, then I'm probably going to want to spend some time in a deep squat, like getting into that ankle range of motion. And that could be you're holding it passively and then you're kind of like actively down in that squat, moving side to side and getting those toes kind of lifted up. So we're activating the front of that shin as well into that ankle range of motion. Like all of those are going to be super crucial in the movement that we're going to do. So and again, like there's so many areas of the body where if we prime that joint, that musculature, get blood flow to that area, get proprioception and awareness from our brain to that muscle, we're going to feel so much better in the workout that you're going
to
do.
And I think this topic is super relevant to be talking about right now because we're about to hit the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And all the so new year many goals. People are coming out with these activity goals or exercise goals. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go to the gym X amount of times a week. And what I want to caution people on is like, you might be setting yourself up for burnout. Mm. And the last thing we want to do is start off the year so strong that we can't sustain it. Mm-hmm. And we eventually peter off and we find ourselves 6 months into the year actually doing less than we are now, even with these big ambitious goals. So how can we add in this practice that might help keep that a little more balanced? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the challenges, a lot of people don't know exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I want to activate and prime these muscles to get ready for this workout, like, what do I do? I just don't have that type of background.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, that's where following a plan is honestly like the most effective thing that you can do. And it's honestly held me accountable to my mobility practice. Like in the, by the time this comes out, I'm at the very end of my pregnancy now. Well, right now when we're talking, I'm now 6.5 months into my pregnancy. And I have been doing the full body low impact plan on Gen Health. And it has mobility programmed into it. And we also have but if you already have like your workouts, you have your things, you have your place that you're going to go and you're super excited, we have a full body mobility plan already built into Gen Health that has different phases associated with it as well. So it's a 30-day plan and then you have another phase that you can go into right after. But it's 10 to 15 minutes a day of giving you mobility that you can use passive and actively to help downregulate the system and improve your joint range of motion, your sense of joints in space and the musculature that go around those joints to help prepare you for the movements that you're going to be doing in workouts.
Yeah. And through 30 days of that, like I promise you, you will have a couple days that you'll hit and be like, oh my gosh, like this is one of the movements that I have been missing. Then there's so many different cool variations of spinal mobility flows that will just help you move or rotate or activate within that spinal range of motion that you've never thought of before. Same for different upper body and lower body mobility flows that you find in that program. And the awesome thing is, you know, to start off the year, especially since we're going to be in a month of
craze
waiting for a baby to show up and we're going to need something to kind of bring us back to our bodies. Yeah. We're running a Gen Health community challenge where we're going to have tons of people going through this full body mobility plan all together at the same time throughout the month of January. And our goal is to kind of help people supplement whatever your New Year's goals are with a plan that is actually going to be sustainable and help you feel good in your body and not overdo it and not overtrain.
Yeah.
So if you have interest in joining us in that journey as we are going to become parents in January, which is crazy to talk about and even think about, go down to the link in the show notes, which is going to be gen.health/mobility. and that will help you join up for this challenge that starts January 1st. So we're going to get right after it, keep moving through the month of January and feel good and connected within our bodies.
Again, it doesn't take much time and you can join just for a month if you want to just kind of try it out, or you can join for the, if you know, like this is going to be something I'm committed to. I mean, on Gen Health, we have so many other plans and programs as well. It's not just about mobility. So you can always go into other things, you know. So if you committed for like, this is, I actually want to start addressing my body and my pains this year, then sign up for the year, you know, come in and join us. And we have weekly lives, and we do, well, this time we'll have monthly lives because your girl is going to be a little intense this month and in the next few months to come. But we have so much community support on Gen Health as well. And we're continuing to improve the videos. We're continuing to put new videos on, new plans, new ways to really help you within your body and the full body mobility. Again, we talk a lot, like if you've listened to other podcasts, we've talked a lot about pains and diagnoses, and a lot of it comes down to, what am I missing? You can focus on the symptom and what's happening, but a lot of times it's repetitive nature of one thing happening over and over again, and we're neglecting adding that one thing in. And for a lot of people, that is that baseline mobility. It's finding that range of motion. It's reducing those stresses and tensions within the body. So if you have not done that, I highly, highly recommend joining the full body mobility plan to get you started. You can always star your favorite videos and come back to them at a different time. Like, we're adding new features to the plan. We're just going to keep this platform growing and hopefully making it the best that can really help address your needs. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you join us again. That link is gen.health/mobility. If you want an accountability buddy, because you know that following a new plan is so much more helpful when you have someone doing it with you, either get your spouse to join with you. I know Dom and I will be doing it together, or pass this link along to a friend. Say, hey, we are committed to new goals this year. We're committed to our body and feeling something better. And I know we've both talked about this. Get in this challenge with me. And this is just our community challenge that is already on our platform. It always lives there, so you can always come back to it if you need to. But we really, really love doing this with an entire community. So go check out that link, gen.health/mobility, and hopefully we'll see you in there.